has some family in for Thanksgiving, and so he won't be with us tonight, but we'll try to stumble along without him. And we are very fortunate tonight to have with us a very special guest, and I'll introduce her in just a moment. But first, I'd like to remind everyone about our website, wellroundedcorners.com. You can listen to all of our past shows there for free, and you can also find us on iTunes by searching Well Rounded Corners. If you subscribe to us on iTunes, all new shows automatically download to your computer or iPod within 48 hours of broadcast. You can also listen to us in the archives of our BBS radio page or live every other Tuesday on BBS Radio Channel 1. And as I said, we are very, very lucky to have with us tonight someone whom I've talked to before, and I thoroughly enjoy talking about what we're going to talk about tonight with. So let me just get right to it. We have Amy Toy with us tonight, and Amy has been doing readings and corresponding with the angelic realm for over 30 years. And she uses her expertise to contact angels, spirit guides, and those from the other side, and she shows others practical ways to incorporate the entities into their daily lives. And I am, I'm going to let her tell you more about herself, but I just wanted to let you know she's an experienced psychic reader, a past life regression therapist, an oracle reader, a medium, angelic healer, and a Reiki healer. So it's an honor and a privilege for us to have her, and she feels that it's an honor and a privilege to help those in need. She has a very unique way of looking at things, and I've spoken to her before and totally enjoy speaking with her. And also, by the way, you can go to her website, angelanswers11.com, and you can find all kinds of interesting information and more about her if you like. And welcome, Amy. We are so fortunate to have you with us tonight. Oh, and by the way, before we get started, I just wanted to let you know, anybody listening out there, that the second half of the show, you'll be able to call in, and we're going to get you those numbers in just a moment that you can call in after our break. And Amy would be happy to take your calls. And so, Amy, welcome to the show. And could you tell us a bit more about yourself?
Sure. Well, thank you for having me. It's an honor. It's really, I'm a little nervous. This is my first time being a guest. As you know, I have a show on BBS Radio, Angel Answers, on Mondays. So this is kind of new for me. It feels like the shoe's on the other foot. So
you're a kind of new.
Yeah. Yes, you were a guest on my show. That was your first time, so, you know, hey, it's karma, it's good. But, like you said, Ruth Ann, you know, I am a psychic medium, reader, I'm a healer, I have all that wonderful stuff. I have a radio show on BBS Radio, but I really love helping people with my readings. I've been a phone psychic for a number of years, now I'm getting more into private readings. And I love to help people connect with their angels and their spirit guides. And I'm also writing a book about my life, my memoirs. It's coming out probably late May, early June of next year. My Light, My Love, My Light. You know, it's coming out. So I'm excited about that. Spirit's been on my case to write about this. You know, so I have a lot of projects in the works. So.
Yeah, what a great title you have, too. So positive.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been in the works for 10 years, actually. I have seen the cover of my book. You know, I love Wayne Dyer. He talks about, working from the end, and that's what I've had. This book has been in my consciousness for about 10 years. So I have the cover. My fiancé is doing the cover. You know, I told him this is what I want, but the title's been always there. So, you know, the experiences that I've had in my lifetime, I want to help other people. I've had an interesting life. We all have a story. You know, that's why I love when I have people on my show. I talk about what's your story, how did you come to this point, because everybody has a journey, and that's what I enjoy, is talking to other people. So I'm going to talk about my journey. I'm really going to go in there and tell people, hey, you can overcome the odds like I did. We have all overcome odds, you know, I mean. We all come from dysfunctional families. We all come from maybe addictive families. And, you know, and then you're gifted on top of it. So, you know, it's just how the life of a psychic, you know, growing up in a household and stuff like that. So that's where I'm at right now in my life and my journey. And,
well, Well, I know you can't tell us everything in your book, obviously, and I'll definitely be reading it. But you brought up something very interesting there so many people I talk to who are gifted in one way or another or several ways, as you obviously are, it's really hard sometimes growing up. As I said, I know your book's coming out, but could you just tell us a little bit about that?
Sure.
When you were younger and growing up and how that was for you?
Sure. Well, I come from a long line of psychic healers. In fact, my great-grandmother, who I found out was Romani, and that's the gypsy healer, okay, but she said she was Croatian, uncovering my heritage. that's where I get that part of that, you know, psychic ability. My dad's part Native American, but growing up with that, my mother understood me, but she didn't, in a sense, because she was raised by her grandmother, which would have been my great-grandmother. So I saw, you know, angels and spirits ever since I was a kid. You know, I used to play with them. I was imaginary friends. People think I'm nuts when I say that, but that's true. You know, I was playing with them, and I was gifted. And my mother one time made a comment. She goes, "Amy, you have the gift." And I'm like, "What gift are you talking about? I'm just playing with my imaginary, you know, friends." You know, I had no clue. I was a loner as a child. I felt misunderstood, you know, and I had these gifts, and I was really extremely sensitive. And my mother threw me in Catholic school. And after a certain age, I became very rebellious. And what I mean by that is I started reading tarot cards when I was about 13. So I brought it into the school, and I was called a, you know, double worshiper because I was doing these tarot card readings. But I became very good at it. Yeah. Well, the nuns didn't care for it. You know, I went K through 8. You know, and I really enjoyed that. I really just enjoyed being that defiant little girl, you know, that teenager, you know, that rebel without a cause. But I had these gifts, and I was very sensitive. I saw spirit, and I knew that I had a higher purpose, but I didn't know that. At the time, I don't explain that. I was very suicidal when I was turning 12, and I remember I had a mystical experience that really was a turning point in my life. I'm jumping around. I apologize, but my parents.
Oh no, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, my parents are both alcoholic. You know, or I was raised with an alcoholic household, and I was misunderstood. Like I said, you know, I was a strange kid who saw things, or you know, I was overly sensitive, and the kids made fun of me at the Catholic school. So one time, I was just ready to take my life. I remember I was on the bed. I was 12 years old. And being raised Catholic, there was the Sacred Heart of Jesus looking up. I had my crosses, my crucifix, and
yes.
I wanted to commit suicide. And my aunt, a great aunt, lived with us at the time, so she had like Valium and painkillers. And I had a bottle of pills, and I was ready my suicide note, and I'm crying, you know, because it didn't feel right to me, but I was in so much pain. And
right.
I had this voice that said to me, "Amy, don't do it. You have a greater purpose in this world." And I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional because I remember that voice was so loving, and this overwhelming peace came to me. And it was like, wow, and I stopped. I put down I took the pills and put them back in my aunt's drawer, and I stopped writing that letter. And I was shown that I was going to write, and I was going to do public speaking. I was going to help a lot of people and with my path, but you don't know it. You know, I saw some of the visions, you know, as I was getting older. I saw more visions, and that changed my life profoundly, and I started really going on the spiritual path more. Shirley MacLaine came out with Out on a Limb or something, and I started doing out-of-body experiences and all that stuff. You know, everything started falling into place for me after that. My life did get better. I did have, you know, teenage depression. You know, I had clinical depression because I had all the things that happened as I was getting older. But that experience stays with me because it showed me that I had a purpose to help others. So the pain sometimes that we may go through on our path, we may not understand at the time, but we can help people come through that and go through
Absolutely.
The other side. Because we go through the other side and we see the light at the end of the tunnel. We may not at the time know what our path is. Maybe we're going through, you know, alcoholism, or we're going through depression or suicide, or, you know, abortion or rape or whatever experiences we've had in this. And, you know, we've had, a lot of people have had come to me, you know, my readings, and that they're traumatized. A lot of people are wounded souls that come to me. And at least I have compassion and empathy for them. I'm not saying I'm a perfect person. You know, there's days that, you know, you're kind of off on your path. But all in all, I feel very honored and privileged to, you know, maybe my experiences can help other people. So that's the, uh, nutshell. I'm sorry, I'm rambling on. There's so much to talk about.
No, I think, you know, that's one reason I wanted to have you on our show is because you seem to have the same ideas that we do in that, and I mean Robert and myself, that, you know, you have things happen in your life, and they can be devastating, and things one after the other sometimes.
Yeah.
But that doesn't have to be your whole life, and that's what I appreciate about you, that you realize that, too, that you can use that experience to, you know, come through, learn, be strong, and come out and actually live with joy. And that's the wonderful part. You don't have to stay in whatever you're in. And, you know, I'm just glad that you're there to help people. And, you know, in my Reiki practice, and I have the same groups of people come. A lot of times they have had a lot of trauma. And I just found it interesting that we do similar work, but we approach it a little differently. And I think it's very important for people to know that you find what works for you, and everybody's a little different. And that I've noticed on your website that you are an integrated energy therapy practitioner. And could you tell us a little bit more about what that means?
Sure. Integrated energy therapy is basically like Reiki is a different healing modality or healing energy. This is channeling the angelic realm. I learned this back in, we'll talk about my near-death experiences in a minute. You know, we're jumping on the path a little bit. When, back in 03, 04, I opened up again. I shut myself down in 2000. And then I opened back up after my second near-death. And what happened was I met people along the way that got me to, you know, I became a Reiki practitioner. But then this woman who taught me Reiki said to me, I learned this integrated energy therapy, so I took it from her. So I took levels one and two. There's like four levels. There's basic, intermediate, advanced, and master. Okay, so I took basic and intermediate from her, and then I took a hiatus, and then back in, 2010, I resumed, and I took the advanced and the master. But basically, it's just like Reiki, you're channeling, you know, the different energy. It's channeling the angelic realm, and that's all it is. And you're realigning those DNA strands. That's what Stephen Thayer founded, IET, and learnIET.com is the website if anyone's interested, too. It's a little different modality. It's a little bit different, but it's cool. Reiki's cool, so is IET. It all works the same way. We're all on the same team. We're just channeling different things. Like, you helped me when you appeared on the show, Ruthann, with getting back into Reiki a little bit, so I started looking in different areas I might be taking.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, the Karuna Reiki and so on.
Yes,
so, yeah.
I love Karuna Reiki.
For
anybody listening who's not familiar with Reiki, it's where basically you step back and allow Reiki energy, which is universal life energy, to flow. And it helps the person you're working with, or yourself for that matter. And that's similar, as Amy said, to what she does. She just, it's channeling different energy, I suppose. I guess, actually, who knows? I mean, I don't have a definition of exactly where everything comes from. I just know, as you said, that it works, and
it
that's
works.
The beauty of it.
Yeah,
and Karuna is the next step up in Reiki, and yes,
exactly,
it's
when I was taking my advanced Reiki, my mother and I were on the outs for a while. I didn't talk to my family for a while. I need some healing time, you know, from my family. Sometimes we need to do that, step back from our family members and do some healing work. And that's what I did, and I went to this practitioner and who taught me the advanced, and she's like, she goes, what's your intention? I said, I want to forgive my mother. And within 6 months, I started talking to my mother again because I felt no animosity. So it does work, and I've used it. I've been on the table, and I've been giving, you know, I've been channeling healings too. So that to me was a miracle, and it's the greatest. I love it. That was my intention, heal that part with my mother, and it's amazing. It's an amazing modality.
I'm so glad that you got that opportunity. Yeah. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
And then I ask you, did you work with angelic energy before you did the integrated energy therapy, or is that something that you started when you started learning that?
Well, if I look back on my journey, I've always had an affinity with the angels, the angelic realm. And since I was a child, I could see angels. So I've had an affinity. And when I had my last near-death experience in 2000, I was surrounded by angels. I didn't have loved ones. You know, when you cross over, let's explain something with near-death experiences. It's like you're touched by the light. You go through a tunnel. You go to the light. Sometimes you, when you cross over, if you believe in that, you will have relatives that will greet you.
Yes.
I had angelic presence, you know, all different lights. It wasn't any... They were surrounding me with love. And that's how I became more attuned with the angels, because I truly believe that's where I was. They wanted me to be there, kind of touch back in with the angelic realm, do my life review, which I did, and that was interesting in itself. And then I came back and I had a deeper affinity with the angels. That's why I have said, that's why I love the angels so much. I've connected with them more than spirit beings, if you will.
How wonderful. Well, let me take a second here. And anyone listening who would like to call in and speak with Amy, the numbers to call in after our break, we're going to allow you to call in, and we'd love for you to. And the number is, or the numbers are 888-627-6008 and 530-413-5011. So the main number there, 888-627-6008. And we're going to take a break in a few minutes. And when we do, when we come back, please give us a call. And Amy would just love to talk to you. And I can tell you from experience, she's just lovely to talk to. And so we'd be happy to hear from you. You had talked about your book a moment ago. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about your book.
Sure.
And you said, "My light, my love, my life."
Yes,
could you tell me where that? Why do you think you titled it that? I mean, that comes from us within us somewhere, and I just.
I kept having that title when it first was presented to me. I would say a number of years, like I said, 10 years in the making, and I just started writing it like earlier part of this year. That's the title that they kept saying that, and they kept showing me this book cover, which is like with a candle. It's surrounded in pink. It's a lit candle, and that's what the title is. That's just what they showed me. It's really odd. But
oh,
that's,
how cool.
Yeah.
That
it's like,
makes
here's
total sense to me, yes.
Yeah, and it's like, here, write it, Amy. Do it, or else, you know. And, if you know, I don't know about you, Ruthann, but if you don't do something, they'll get on your case about things. That's the way
yes.
they do with me. They'll just keep nudging me. It's like, do
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Write about this. And my book is not in chronological order. It's whatever I'm working through, or whatever they bring to my mind. Like I did 3 chapters about a very stressful period of my life, and I did it within 3 days. And I have a book editor. I'm very lucky to have a book editor named Christopher Nigro, who's like a brother to me. He's kind of he's a guest, ho-ho's guest sometimes on my radio show, and he's editing the book for me. So because he's a book editor, and that's what he does. So everything fell into place. It's like, oh, okay, it's got the book. You know, now I just got to start writing it more. So yeah.
Well, I also saw another part of your description where you do past life regressions, and
yes.
that made me think of, well, I did kind of tie that in my mind to your book, because I was thinking of your life this time, and for anyone who, you know, is interested in past life regression, could you tell us a little bit more about that?
You know, the funny thing is with writing my past life regression, I have written about my past life because I've done different period histories, and come to find out that was past lives that I lived. Past life regression is interesting because what will happen is you may come to me, let's say you're coming to me, Ruthann, for an issue, maybe fear of spiders, let's say. All right, so you come to me, you have a fear of spiders. You don't know why you're afraid of them, but there's some trauma going on there. Or maybe you had a drowning. Maybe you got you have a fear of water, and you don't know why you have a fear of water. So we go back, and we may have to go back a couple of lifetimes. And what I will do is I will lead you through that lifetime safely. I'm your guide. We kind of touch on the lifetime. Sometimes we don't have to take you back to that lifetime. Maybe I can just tell you what I'm sensing and feeling, and we clear that out with some healing energy.
Yes.
So it's a different way. I learned this. Actually, I took a couple of workshops, and I learned it, and it just kind of clicked. And so for a long time there, I was doing a lot of past life regressions. I had a group of a coven of witches that wanted me to do it with them, and they had an interesting past life, not only in Salem, but I believe in somewhere in the Viking era. And it was really odd. I had like two past lives that we cleared. It was so odd.
Well, now that's something you don't do every day, isn't it?
No,
a coven of witches about their past lives. That must have been fascinating.
It was. They wanted me. They had like group speakers come in. So I had worked with one of them when I was working at a medical insurance company. And she goes, you know, Amy, I know you're psychic medium and this and that, and you do past life. I said, She goes, I'm a witch. And I said, oh, okay. But I have a coven that we want you to come to speak with, and can you, you know, do some past life regression with us? And I said, okay. So, you know what? Whatever spirit leads me to do, I do
right.
it.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a fascinating, you know, and I did some, you know, workshops on that with them, and it was pretty good. And that was when Charmed was in, you know, the show Charmed. So, you know, and there was three of them that really loved that show and stuff.
Well, wow, that was interesting for you, I know. And I know you helped them a lot, too.
Yeah, it was interesting. It did, there was actually two, if I remember correctly, there was two out of three, because there was three of them, and they had more, but three of them needed to be clear. There was a special bond. And there was, like, a contentious relationship with two of them. And the third one was kind of brought into their drama, and when we did some past life clearing, we found out why. And it was quite fascinating when you uncover, it's like, you know, an archaeological dig. You keep digging the ruins up, and you're like, okay, that's where that was. Okay. Uh-huh. You know, that's kind of what I think the healing work is, too. You're digging through the ruins.
Yes. And I like to put it as peeling the onion, you know, mm-hmm. and finding the different layers until we get down to the core. And mm-hmm. then, of course, there's a core underneath the core. I don't think we ever finish that onion, do we?
Not in the slash 10, not until you cross over, I think.
Right, and then you just get a new onion, I think.
You decide to come down, you know, who knows?
Right.
I told them this is my last lifetime. I've had enough. I've done a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it does seem like there have been a lot of things along the way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I see that you use many tools for your healing for your clients mm-hmm. as well, and I think that's wonderful. When we have a toolbox we can pull things out of, let's say I came to see you, mm-hmm. I'm just curious for those out there who haven't, you know, really gone to any kind of energy healing, or as it's called in the medical profession, biofield healing. And just to throw that in there, if you ever hear that, it's the same thing as energy healing, anybody who's curious about that. But what I was going to say is, if, let's say I came to you and I wasn't sure what I needed, or even what was wrong, or if something was, and I just came to you and said, you know, can you help me? What do you suggest we do? What do you usually do when people do that?
Well, recently I've had some people come to me, you know, that they know they have an issue with certain something. What I do is I try to read for them first to see, what do I need to do here? Sometimes Spirit will tell me, you know, you need to clear out this, you need to clear this chakra, or you need to clear that out. And sometimes what will happen is, you know, some people, a lot of my clients are very empathic. So I have a healer's pendulum, I call it. So I have a pendulum, and I clear them on the phone because they're distance, and I send energy healing that way as well. And I will clear them out. You know, maybe they have a solar plexus where we store fear. If anyone's familiar with the chakras, there's seven of them. And, mm-hmm. you know, the solar plexus, which is above the navel, you know, sometimes stores the fear. So what will happen is, if I'm reading for you and I pick up something, I will clear you. You know, or I will send, you know, IET or Reiki energy to that person. It all depends. It really does. Like I said, but I read for the person first. Or maybe we need to do a past life regression. Maybe we need, you know, I'll suggest these things. Some people will take me up on it. Some of them won't. You know, so.
Do you find that most people anyone who has worked with a healer or is a healer will know immediately the idea that what you mm-hmm. do in a session is the beginning of it? And then mm-hmm. you have healing work to do after you leave or after the phone call finishes mm-hmm. or however you're doing
yeah.
it. And do you find that for the most part, the people who come to you do follow through for the most part? Or do you find a lot of, I mean, I know everyone's different, but do
right.
you find most people by the time they come to you are ready to heal?
Yeah, they are, because usually what will happen is I had a woman who came to me who she was going through a lot of emotional stuff, and she already was going to a therapist and a psychologist, and she just needed like an energy healer, you know. So what we did was release some fears. You know, yeah, sometimes they will. I would say it's a 60-40, 60% no, 40% don't. That's just what I feel.
Yes, I would agree with that. And you know, just in my practice, I find that even the people that who you don't feel that you've, you know, really gotten through to as far as, you know, these changes will help you, you know, you'll have to work past what we do today, and that if you'll, you know, work through your stuff, that, you know, you can feel the joy you want to feel and you can start healing. And my experience is that that sometimes you think they don't get it or they're not going to, but I still find later on that they'll say, you know, that helped me so much. And I didn't think, you know, I didn't see it, but it still helps. You know what I'm saying? It gently gets
Yeah, because if they come to you, I just leave them on, you know, leave them in a higher power's hands. You know, and I'll be like, okay, they came to me for a reason. You know, like when I get up and, you know, because I work two psychic lines too. Whoever's meant to come to me will come to me and my private clients for that day. And whatever they need, I just ask that the intention for me for that day is whatever I need to give them, that they receive what they need. You know, and it's not up to me to know, because sometimes I don't know. You know, I've had people come to me just because, you know, or I worked with a woman for a while, and, she, you know, I was meant to work with her, and I didn't know why. I just was like, why do you want me to work with this person? You know, and we worked together for a good 6 months, and I still am in contact with her, and she's worked through a lot of issues without me knowing why I was supposed to work with her. I don't know if that makes sense to anyone, but that's how I, you know, it's faith and trust in the work we do, I think. You know.
Well, yes. I mean, and there are a lot of people who will tell me when they come is, and I'm sure you get this too, is that, you know, a year ago or a few months ago, I would never have thought of this. And if my family finds out I'm here, you know, and those people, they've come for a reason. I feel like they've been guided there.
Yes. Yeah, they'll be guided to come to somebody. You know, I mean, I work with my own healer friend. You know, she's become a very good friend of mine, but she's, you know, she's my healer friend. She does my aphasia release on me. So it's like a healer needs a healer. And people don't get that, you know. They like, you need a healer? Yeah, you got to keep in, you know, you got to keep in tune with your own issues so it doesn't, because it will interfere with your work as well. So a healer needs a healer.
Absolutely. And I think that's very important, and I'm so glad you agree with that. I would rather have someone working on me or working with me who takes care of her own stuff or his own stuff than someone who might be a master at something or a whatever you want to call them and really is not conscious that he or she is carrying a bunch of junk around. You know, that the energy just doesn't feel good. So I'm glad that, you know, that, and I'm sure. Now, do you teach any classes or are you in practice and do the...
I have thought about that. Spirit is nudging me to teach IET, which I'm, you know, licensed to, or certified to do. I just haven't, or I've taught tarot in the past. I've taught, I've done some IET stuff. Reiki, I haven't really touched upon. There's a lot of Reiki practitioners out here. The IET is not really, you know, prevalent out where I am.
Right.
So, next year I think that's the next step Spirit wants me to take. You know, they've been
talking. it was interesting. I got a little flash of you teaching, and that's why I'm
sure I will be teaching a lot of things.
it was interesting. It was, she teaches something, or should be, or something. But, that's the funny thing when you speak to people, when you're kind of sensitive, you pick those things up, and then you never know. Was that something of mine, or something I projected, or something of hers? So I think that's important that we have to check a lot too, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We have to keep our psychic channel cleared. You know, there's days that I don't log on, or I don't take readings. If I'm going through my own stuff, I don't feel it's fair to the client. You
absolutely.
Know, and I have friends that, you know, want it. They're in it for the money, or fellow colleagues of mine. And it's like, no, if you're not feeling up to it, don't do it. Call off. Take the day off. It's only one day. You can get back to it tomorrow.
Yes, you know. Absolutely. I just don't think it's fair to work with someone if I'm just not up to it myself. Yes. Okay, we're going to take a break here in just a moment, and I'd like to give you the call-in numbers again if you'd like to call in. The number is 888-627-6008. And the other number, 530-413-5011. And so we will take a break here in just a moment. And when we get back, we'll open up the lines.
Want to start a website but don't know how? No problem. The experts at OCS Solutions have you covered. We offer a complete range of internet services, from domain name registration, web hosting, and even our easy-to-use website building tool that allows you to create a website with just a few clicks and be live in minutes. Pick from thousands of templates and samples, upload your own content, or use a mix of both. It's entirely up to you. And don't worry, you won't outgrow OCS. We host websites both small and large. Domain names start at just $8 a year and come loaded with plenty of extras to get you started. Visit OCSDomains.com to learn more or call 1-800-672-8415. That's OCSDomains.com or call 1-800-672-8415.
Reiki is a Japanese relaxation technique that promotes healing and balance. It is a form of energy work that helps unblock areas that are affected by illness, stress, grief, anxiety, or other types of trauma, and it can be given in person or from the Reiki practitioner to the recipient at a distance. It is gentle and soothing and is simple to learn as well. Our bodies have the natural ability to maintain health and heal themselves when energy flows smoothly throughout our energy system, and Reiki works well either by itself or along with traditional or alternative medical treatments to help keep energy channels flowing and the mind and body in balance. I offer Reiki, the Ho Chi, and other types of energy sessions in my home in Florence, Alabama, as well as distance Reiki to any location in the world. I also teach Reiki classes from levels 1 through Karuna Reiki Master, as well as La Ho Chi. To learn more, please visit alabamareiki.com. That's alabamareiki.com. We are back with Well-Rounded Corners, and we are lucky enough to have Amy Toy with us, and we've been talking about her book that's coming out in the spring, and we've been talking about the healing work that she does, and we'd also like to let you know once again that the phone lines are open, and that number again is 888-627-6008. Or 530-413-5011. And Amy is gracious enough. She said if you'll call in, if you have a question for her or something similar to that, then she'd be happy to talk to you. So just give us a call and you'll be on the air. And meanwhile, let's talk a little bit more about healing journeys. You know, I know you see that, and you see people in various stages of their healing, and I do too. And I think, you know, it's, as we were talking on the break, that's so important. Can you tell us more? I mean, can you tell us, share with the audience how you feel about people being in different places on their journeys, and how the healing journey works?
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes let's say we're thrust into something in our life. Maybe we've had the same lesson presented. Okay, maybe we have trust issues. And that's one of my lessons, is trust issues. Like I said, I grew up in an alcoholic household, so trust is not really built. You know, you don't trust, you don't tell anybody, you don't trust anybody, you just keep it within the family circle. So when I moved back home, when I was 29, I was getting out of a bad relationship, you know, unemployed, going back to school, and I had really neglected my healing journey up to that point. And I remember going to a friend of mine, and she got me onto, you know, different path of journey, you know, with the healing, which was the 12-step programs of Al-Anon and so on. And then I met my healer friend I talked about with the IET. So it all, you know, goes into place. You got to start somewhere, whether that be therapy, you know, 12-step program, maybe a group setting, maybe a trusted friend. whatever. Get on the journey, because sometimes we have these patterns that come up in our lives, and if we don't acknowledge them, they're just going to keep coming up a lot worse than it was the previous time. So
yes.
I'm really a firm believer in working with a counselor or a trusted friend and an energy healer. And a lot of my clients that have been coming to me lately have been doing that, which is interesting.
Yes, that's a wonderful idea. I would love to see clinics where you had the energy healer, the medical doctor, the massage therapist, the herbalist, or what, you know, acupuncture, whatever it is that, you know, that seem to fit together and treat the whole person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that we are heading towards that, and I think we'll see that in our lifetime, maybe later in our lifetime, but,
yes.
You know, we'll see it, because they're coming up around here. I'm in the Western New York area. I'm in Snowsville. I'm actually south of Buffalo, New York. So we're you know, there's a lot of things here that have a holistic, you know, or I go over the border usually to Niagara Falls, Ontario, which is in Canada. So they have clinics around here. They're starting to crop up, but I think it's slow in the coming. I really do feel that we will see that, though, more and more as we get in, you know, past this 2012 shift.
Well, that's what I'm going to ask you also. If you're seeing in your clients and all the healing work that you do, if you're seeing a shift that people seem to be more accepting and more ready to work on their healing.
Yes and no. And I'll tell you why, because a lot of people who come to me for psychic readings, for example, are very intuitive themselves. How self-aware are their self-awareness? That's, you know, that's,
yes.
It depends. But yes, I feel, you know, but I do feel people are coming to me, and I am seeing a lot of people really looking at their stuff that has impeded them up to this point. Yes, I would have to say yes, 70% of them, yes.
Do you feel that there are people who are resisting the changing energy and who seem to be kicking and screaming, maybe figuratively, but and not wanting to move forward? Maybe literally,
yes.
I'm not sure, but you know.
Yes. Yes, I do. You know, and those are the people, you know, that in my experience, especially in the last year, you know, they come to you for a reading, or they're working on, you know, maybe they're having the same relationship issue. You know, I seem to get these women that are in with Loserville. You know, they have loser on their forehead, and they pass through, and they attract every loser that they could possibly imagine. They're the same kind of guy. And you're like, you know, especially women clients, you know, 90% of the clients that come to me are women, and 10% are men.
Mm-hmm.
And usually what will happen is, you know, it's like you read for them, and they know that there's something up with them, why they're attracting this kind of person. Maybe this guy's a womanizer or whatever. And you're like, what is there not to look at, you know? Don't you feel you deserve enough, you know? So, yes, people are resisting it, because what will happen is they'll blame the other person. Well, you know, if he did this and if he didn't do that, no. What are you doing? What is it within you? Why are you attracting who you are? You know, this guy is, you're attracting the same kind of guy, you know? It's
mm-hmm.
just a lot worse. And finally, they do get it, but it's through a lot of pain. A
yes,
lot of
sometimes
pain.
It does take a bit, doesn't it? But you know,
yeah.
I say to anybody, it is so worth the journey, and there is absolutely no reason to go through your whole life and not be happy and not feel joy and not find some peace. And that doesn't matter whether you make a little money or hardly any money or a lot of money, or whether you have children, whether you're married, single, whatever. You know, there is joy to be had out there, and inside.
Is. Yeah, and sometimes what I will suggest to my clients as well, why don't you, you know, try dating someone that you would not normally date? And they're like, what? I said, look, this guy I'm seeing coming, you know, it's really good. And sometimes they'll take my advice, and sometimes they don't. But those who do take my advice will say, yeah, this guy and I got this common goal. You can learn through your painful experiences, and you can come out joyfully. But, like, you know, you can learn through joy or through pain. Which one is it? And that's what I tell my clients. Which choices do you have? Yeah.
I like that. Oh, and just a reminder, the phone lines are open, and you can talk to Amy. That's 888-627-6008 and 530-413-5011. And I wanted to ask you, too, just for myself, I do readings for other people sometimes, and I do a lot of healing work for other people, and so I'm going to be really selfish or self-aware or something here and ask you, I don't have a particular question, but I know that you believe, as I do, that your guides tell you what you need to know, and so I would ask you, until somebody calls us, if you feel inclined to see if your guides have any messages for me.
Sure, I can look at that right now. I'll look at that in a moment. Let me take a look here. What messages we have for Ruthie on. Actually, I'm going to use a little bit of my angel deck here. I like to use the angels when I'm doing them. Oh, okay. I got a couple cards that popped up for you already.
You know, sometimes I've had cards pop out and hit me in the head. I think, okay, I got that. You wanted me to look at those?
Okay. All right. Cool. You actually got four. The key popped out.
Well, I bet that.
Well, a couple of different things that are coming through from, I have a spirit guide that's got a humorous sense of humor. He's very English. And when they come through to me, I work with three right now. One that's stepping back a little bit, but this guy is coming through. He's funny. His name's Jeremy. He's English, and he's called. He's saying you don't trust yourself enough sometimes, Ruthann. And that's what they want me to tell you. You're very into, and you can read for yourself. Trusting yourself is a little bit very important here. You know, trust the messages you get for yourself, okay? Because sometimes I think we second-guess ourselves. We're like, yes. Is that for me or someone else? But it's really for you. And then you have new beginnings coming up here. I feel like 2013 is going to be a very different year for you. You have a new healing modality that you're going to be looking into besides the Reiki. And I feel like it's a different healing modality than you're used to. And you're going to really enjoy it. You're really going to take it on as, you know, put it in your toolbox. Because what do you have? Shamanic healing? You have going on, you have a Karuna Reiki. You have, what's that other one? That Yeah, you got all those things going on, but this is another tool that you're going to use in your toolbox.
Cool.
And that's in, I would say, by next spring here. And then you're going to enjoy some emotional, I think some financial freedoms coming to you, too. I feel like the later part of the year, there's going to be more freedom. I don't know why I'm getting more freedom to, you're a busy girl, aren't you? Because I see a lot of things. You got a lot of projects going on. And you also have a family you're raising. But I feel like there's going to be some playtime, some free time here that you're going to enjoy probably towards the end of the summer. And you really need to take care of yourself a little bit. Look out for you, because I think we as women neglect that. So that's the messages I get. It feels like you're going to be taking on this new healing modality, though. This is interesting. They're not showing me what it is, but I feel like it's something new.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think it's cool. You look pretty good here.
Let me see here. I get to play, and I get to learn more, and that's so good. I like that. You know, hey, guys, you need to call in here. She's got I like that. I'm glad those four cards fell out. It's funny that sometimes if I do read cards for people, I mean, I'm no expert by any means, and for me personally, it just basically focuses what my intuition would have told me. I think I assume that's probably what it does for everyone who reads, but I don't know that. But I was going to say, sometimes if I've got a really good message for somebody, the card will pop out, and then sometimes I have to work a little harder. So
yeah.
But anyway, that's cool. Four cards fell out. I like that. I guess
and that was pretty fast. Two bits of them.
Funny. Just to remind everybody, the phone lines are open and call in. It's talk to Amy, and she'll give you some wonderful ideas here. It's 888-627-6008. And I can't tell you how happy I am to hear all that, because you're right. I do have. Oh, and you know what? We have a caller on line three.
Okay.
And and so we can open that phone line and caller, you're live here. And can you tell us your name?
Carol.
Carol?
Carol, hi. Yes.
Carol. Okay, well, hello, Carol. Amy?
Sure. What can I do? What would you like me to look at, Carol, for you tonight, honey? Anything specific?
Serious pain, serious muscular skeletal issues. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering what you can advise me on about myself.
Okay, sweetheart. Well, I just want to let you know, we're just healers. We're not doctors, but I can tell you that the muscular pain there. Have you been diagnosed with anything that is autoimmune or anything like that?
I've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia.
I was picking up fibromyalgia, but I also get you. You can actually, you know, Let me see here. Stick with, okay, there's a couple messages I get for you, Carol, and I feel like you can actually get this under control if you really choose to look. There's something about living your inner truth and integrity, okay? Really living that, being true to yourself, all right? Because when we're not true to ourselves, if we're, like, not looking at what we need to look at, which is in front of us, you know, our body reacts, that mind-body-spirit connection. I do see a lot of new beginnings for you, too, but I'm not feeling till March of next year. Do I see some things here that are going to start realigning for you, aligning up, especially with your fibromyalgia? Because I'm feeling like that is going to kind of, I don't want to say go into remission, but it's going to kind of quiet down. They're saying it's going to go and quiet down. And I'm feeling like there's some things that you need to acknowledge in your life that I don't, you know, that I'm feeling like an IET practitioner or a Reiki practitioner can help you too. Because what happens is if we can get through that layer of different things, your body starts to respond to that, okay? And taking care of you, okay? But it looks like you have some breakthroughs coming by March of next year regarding your fibromyalgia, okay?
So it's going to be a whole year then, huh?
You know, no, by next March. By next March, 2013,
okay,
honey.
Okay, so March of this year.
Yep, you got, yeah, right. Sorry, 2013, honey. It's not that far.
Okay.
But it looks good. I'm clearing you as I'm speaking to you right now, too. I'm clearing some of the energy out. And I feel like you're doing, you know, just taking care of you. Fibromyalgia, I've heard, is very very painful, and I'm sorry you're going through that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. But that's any other questions for me? Because I do feel you're going to make some breakthroughs by March of this upcoming year. How's that? I'll rephrase it.
That would be wonderful. I'm ready for it. I'm ready.
Yes,
for
I know you're ready for it. It's always, I always tell some of my clients to be 10% willing and let the higher power or whatever you believe in do the rest. And I feel like you're on your way because it looks like you are on your way here. It came right up for you. Okay.
Okay. Very good. I thank you so much. I appreciate that. Blessings.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. You have a great night. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you for calling, Carol. And please feel free to still call in. We have just a few more minutes left. And the number is 888-627-6008. And the other number is 530-413-5011. And, you know, you bring up the call made me think of how sometimes, you know, we are so ready to start healing, and we have physical pain, and I deal with a lot of clients who come in, and they are in a lot of physical pain, and I am so glad that, as you pointed out earlier, medicine is shifting a little bit too, that it's becoming a little bit more acceptable to see people as a whole system of systems, basically, you know, holistically. And sometimes our physical pain is clearing old stuff, old energy. Sometimes it's old pain. Sometimes it's so many feelings that we you know, we just keep stuck. And I'm so glad you were able to give her some help there. And I'm just glad that that people like you were available to help people instead of having them go around and basically be miserable.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when I was talking to the last caller, I kept hearing fibromyalgia and I was getting autoimmune. And that's, you know, sometimes with a medical intuitive, we're not doctors, but I, you know, sometimes when a caller calls me, you know, on the lines or whatever, I pick up on that and it's very strange, you know. And maybe sometimes I'll tell someone, you know, if their thyroid's out of whack or if they're, you know, pre-diabetic, I'll say, get to your doctor. Because what I would hope in the future would happen is that healers can work in conjunction with traditional medicine.
Yes.
In this area, because I know Eastern medicine, and, you know, East and West have to meet sometime. And I feel like we're getting there as a culture, but we're not there yet. And that's why I tell my clients, I'm like, look, get to the doctor. This is what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. Get the traditional medicine. I had cervical cancer twice, and I did that. I had a traditional doctor, and I had a practitioner working with me. And I'll tell you what, both times, they were in remission very quickly. So it can be done. It takes some work. I have walked that journey myself, cervical
and it does
cancer.
Take two.
Yeah, it does take
that work together. I know I have clients that you know, we've started out just clearing some old energy and just getting everything flowing, and they'll come in on six or seven different medicines and all these diagnoses. And I'm not disputing what, you know, the doctor says, but I'm just saying that when you start clearing all that energy off, then you can see what's really physically wrong a lot better. You know, and then you can go to the doctor and, you know, and you may need medicine, but it may not be quite as many, you know.
Right.
So I'm sure you see that too.
Well, yeah, they'll come in, maybe they're on blood pressure medication and antidepressant. You know, it seems like antidepressants to me, you know, are like dispensed so easily. You know, doctor's like, I'm going to put you on the happy pill, so here's an antidepressant. And that's all well and good, because I've been on them for for causational or for the cause or temporary cause of it. But what will happen is we'll shift all that, and all of a sudden they won't need the antidepressant. They won't need, you know, and it's good, because I feel good as a healer when I'm able to channel that energy, I'm sure as you are. And you're like, wow, I can help people.
Yes.
You know, I can really help people with this, because, you know, God didn't make us to be, you know, taking some of these poisons, which I believe are good, you know, in some ways, but other ways, you know.
Well,
I'm on vitamins.
Yes,
I know.
Yes, I agree with you. There's a big difference between taking medicines every time you have any kind of indication of anything before you find out, well, is there something going on that I can take care of, you know, instead of or along with taking a medicine or having a treatment or whatever. You know, I mean, just as the way you approach what you do is different, you know, somewhat different. It's similar, but somewhat different than what I do and what the doctor at the office does and the acupuncturist and the Chinese medicine doctor. And, you know, I like you said, we all work together, and whatever feels right to a person. But help is out there, is what I just want people to know.
Yeah.
Whatever you choose to go, just do something.
Start on your journey. Like I said, I started with a therapist and an Al-Anon meeting. I mean, that's what it came down to. And, you know, I feel very strongly that, you know, get on your journey, and you will be led to where you need to be. And I'm a firm believer in that. And people say, oh, really, Amy, are you smoking something? No, I don't smoke anything, okay? I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't, you know, I don't do any of that stuff. What I like to do is I like to listen to my internal teacher or my intuition, which is, to me, God talking to me. And I like to know what step do I need to take. And sometimes it's not very clear to me, and other times it's so clear it's right in front of me that it smacked me upside the head. It's amazing if I'm paying attention that day.
Yes, absolutely. So. And as you said before, if you don't listen to your inner self and whatever your frame of reference is, whether it's God or your guides or whatever it is, then they do get more insistent, and it does get more insistent, and that's sometimes not a good thing. I've told the story, I believe, even on here before, of the lady and her deer, you know, not her deer, but she kept seeing deer, and they weren't usually around her town, and she didn't think about it, and then she'd see more deer, and then she'd see a lot more deer, and then she was in town one day, and she was walking somewhere to get lunch. And she walked, you know, kind of crossed an alley, and a whole herd of deer totally ran her over. I mean, just plowed her down. I mean, in town. They'd never seen deer in town before. And she had broken bones and a concussion or something similar and was in the hospital. And, you know, my thought was, now when I don't listen to my guides right off, I think, well, you don't want the deer to have to run you over before you listen, you know. So. And I'm not saying everybody's going to get run over, but, you know, it does get more insistent. Like if your car gets hit from the side once, and then it gets hit from the side, and then you get hit from the other side, perhaps it's time to, am I getting broadsided in life or blindsided, or is there something I should be, you know, that kind of thing. It's just my thought. But.
Yeah, actually, it was weird. This happened to me too. I kept ignoring my one tire. It's my alignment's out of my car. And I feel my personal alignment was out until I went to my healer friend. You know, you know, it's like the one tire on the side, the one side, the left side, was wearing on the driver's side, and that's the only tire that was wearing. And you know, I kept ignoring it. I blew out my tire, but my alignment was out too. So I really think, you know, I take those signs and I really run with them now. You know, and my fiance's like, what are you doing? I'm like, check the tire. I think there's something wrong. He's like, yeah, you need a new tire, like, now, and you need your alignment done now, you know.
Yes. Yes. I think, you know, in our society, we're not taught very often to just sit still for a moment and listen to our inner selves and listen to our own wisdom and listen to whatever that little voice is that comes along and says, you know, it's time to start feeling good, or it's time to, you know, do whatever that's something positive. And I think that's really a service we can teach our children, you know, or we can teach our, you know, anybody around us, any students we have, anyone in our lives that we can get that across to. So, and also we've got just a few minutes here, and if you would please just give us all your contact information and, you know, your website name again, and anything that you'd like to say in closing, so that we make sure that you get out,
sure,
what, you know, everything that you'd like to share with our listeners.
Sure. My website is angelanswers11.com. That's angelanswers11.com. I have a 1-800 number, too, if you want to call me with any questions or you want to know about the healing work. I do, you know, long-distance sessions. I do readings. I do past life. I do it all. It's 1-855-851-3405. I'm on Twitter at angelanswers11.com, you know, at angelanswers11, Angel Answers with Amy, you know, on Facebook. I'm around. Just give me, or angelicamy35@gmail.com. That's my business address number, you know, email. So I'm here. I'm here to help you.
And can you tell us just a bit about your radio show?
Sure. My radio show is on BBS Radio here on Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's every Monday. We have different guests ranging from addictions to A Course in Miracles. Not only just with the angels, though. You know, Ruth Ann was on a couple months ago about Reiki. You know, I had an IET practitioner on last May. So it's all a different range of, you know, topics, because the angels are in our lives all the time, you know, with different, all areas of our lives. So, and I'm on there. I love talking to people. I do readings, you know, mostly on the show. And I do readings, and I do whatever I need to do, whatever God wants me to do.
Okay, yeah. And you know, we have thoroughly enjoyed having you on tonight.
Thank you.
And thank you, Carol, for calling in. And I appreciate it so much, taking time out of your schedule. And, yeah, and, you know, I'd like to know if you would just take just a moment, and any message you get that you feel that would be good for our listeners to hear. Something
just
that, you know, that just comes to you, that you feel like someone out there, or our listeners, or who, you know, just whatever you feel would be something that would be good to share with us.
It does get better. If you do the work, it gets better. It gets better. Life is getting better. We have a lot of good things coming to us over the next, actually, 7-year cycle we're entering in, and not only as a nation, but as ourselves. Just go with the ride. We're getting over the hump. We're almost there, my friends. We're almost there.
Now, that's a wonderful message. It really is.
Yeah, actually, they've been wanting me to tell people that all along.
Well, I think especially now with some people worried about December coming up, and, you know, and so many things have been, you know, just so frenetic, and it feels like things have speeded up. I've had several people say that to me, and so I think that's a very important message to give, that it does get better, and it will get better. It just takes some time. And
well, I think we've been through enough, and I feel very strongly, you know, those doomers and gloomers, you know, we have the Mayan calendar that is ending, you know, on what is the 21st or whatever this year, but it's man-made time, not us. On the other side, there is no time. There is no time. And will this matter in our time frame 5 to 10 years from now? Will this matter to us? You know, what we're
Absolutely.
Going, if we're going through something, it may not matter to you 5, 10 years from now. It's going to probably, you'll pass through it. And they'll be on something else.
Absolutely. And it hit me just now that related to what you were saying, that, you know, we go through so much in our lives, but I strongly believe that every single thing we go through, you have to go through to get to where you want to be.
Get to the other side. Yes.
Yes.
Get to the other side. you can, if you can learn from it and help people with it, you've done all you could. You know, that's all that you can do. You know, that's all that, you know, your higher power can ask for, if you can learn from it and glean from it and help somebody else through it and say, yeah, you know what, I've been through that. Like my healer friend, she's like, yeah, I've been through that with my family. And that's comforting to me because I'm not alone. I know I'm not alone.
Yes, you really can say you can make it. We thank you so much for being on tonight, and it's time for us to go tonight. And we thank you, Amy, so much. And please look Amy up on her website and listen to her on BBS Radio. And just one more reminder that you can find us on iTunes, and the show will be up on our site, which is wellroundedcorners.com, with usually within 48 hours. Might be a little longer this time since it's a holiday. I want to thank you, Amy, and thank all of you for listening and Carol for calling in. And I hope all of you have a wonderful holiday, and please take care of yourself, and we'll see you next time.